I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Emmys are out. I think this is a golden age for TV. I really do. But not network TV. Any guess, Dan? I don't think you'd get this. Ro loves this show. Oh, God. There's only one show in all of network TV versus cable TV that has any nomination that I've been able to find for any of the major categories or even minor. Well, a competition program, yeah. The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, great show, and The Voice, they're on there. But I'm talking about best drama, best comedy, best actor, best supporting actor. There's only one network show that's on here.
Big Bang Theory.
No. No, you would
modern,
think.
Modern Family.
No, they've started to get knocked off. Their day is past. I'm looking at comedy here and comedy series. No. And those are solid. No, the only one is This Is Us. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. Yeah. I think the audience is mainly women. I don't know about men. But they have not one but two actors in a drama series. Milo and the Sterling K. Brown are both up for it from This Is Us. It's up for drama, This Is Us. It's the only one from all of network TV. Now, I'll give you some of these, and we'll see what you think. See what Dan thinks. Listen to these, though, when it comes to variety talk series for the Emmys. Every one of these, maybe one exception, that's up for the Emmy, and one of them will win.
Please.
It's an attack machine on Trump.
Please tell me The View's not on there.
No, The View's not on there. Even worse, though. This woman is just despicable. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee is up from TBS.
A horrible show.
I have to say, this show is measured versus the others I'm going to give you. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Comedy Central. I think that's measured, as bad as it can be, versus the ones I'm going to say. So Full Frontal, The Conscience of America, Jimmy Kimmel. Wow. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Sniper. Late Late Show with James Corden. And that's one I think that's pretty close to just, you know, the karaoke and the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a fun show. He still goes after Trump a little bit, but that's still fun.
And here's the ultimate viper, the big guy. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I would pick, they're probably going to go with that, you know, as the ultimate attack.
Did you say it's the late night variety?
Late Show, variety talk series.
Okay.
Yeah, so the View is not on here. There's no category they're in other than being moronic. Limited series, there's got to be a clear winner here. Now, will there be a bias if conservatives have gone too hard saying, you know what, Chernobyl was great. And one of the reasons it was great, it shows you the failure of socialism. It shows you what happened under that without freedom of thought, expression, and everything else. All the mistakes, all the things that went down related to that that might not have happened, say, 3 Mile Island, as bad as it could have been. I think Chernobyl, but Escape at Dannemora, Fosse Verdon, Sharp Objects, and When They See Us. Now, you watch When They See Us. You know why? Donald Trump was anti the Central Park 5. I reject that. I know enough about Central Park 5. I think that was, you could have made an argument with that on Netflix. There's another side to this. And that was just blatantly not telling the truth. But that's up. I think that might be the winner. Lead actor in a drama series. All right, I go with Jason Bateman, Ozark. Got to be that. Although,
what are the other ones up?
The other ones up are Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Kit Harington, Game of Thrones. He was very good. I only saw 5 episodes, but I thought he was really good. Of course, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Billy Porter, Pose, and then Milo from This Is Us.
I don't think Ozark will win that one.
Yeah,
as much as I think he deserves it.
Oh, it is. It's
yeah, he's fantastic in that show, but there are such much bigger shows on that list.
Yeah, the best drama. All right, we have that one with Ms. O, All About Eve. My page got a little cut here. Ozark, Pose, Succession, and This Is Us. Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, This Is Us. I like Ozark.
Killing Eve is a great one, too.
Yeah, we'll see. That might be the chalk in that. But let's see. If Chernobyl doesn't win, then this is just completely unfair.
I think Chernobyl transcends in the case that it can be seen or argued that it's not overtly political. And it was so well done and got so much hype that I think it's going to be the runaway victor there.
It should be, without a doubt. Now, what does it say, too, that the best comedies, all the best comedy that's up in all the awards for people in a comedy series, they are all, none of them are on network TV. Barry, I've seen a bit because I interviewed Henry Winkler on it. Fleabag, I haven't seen. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that's a fan of Neil Zorn, loves that. Russian Doll and Veep. I like Veep when I've seen it. But, you know, they're vaguely taking shots, too. Julia Louis-Dreyfus taking shots. But I do like Veep. All right, those are some of the choices. What's the best show on TV right now, do you think? I don't have a runaway go-to show at this point.
I guess it didn't qualify for the Emmys, but Stranger Things was fantastic, the third season.
I've watched a little bit of it. All right, I'll give it more of a watch.
Yeah, give it a watch. It's a great one. And I just checked out a show on Netflix called The OA, and that's also a fantastic kind of sci-fi mind thriller type show.
All right. Ro has binge-watched through four seasons now of Outlander. I have no interest in the Scottish accent and the time travel stuff. I've seen a little bit just by being there.
Oh, I love time travel stuff.
Hey, how come Hallmark is not up for any awards here?
There's
got to be some Hallmark thing here. We need to hear some Hallmark.
Because, is Ro into Hallmark Channel?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, she is?
A lot of listeners are, too.
That's hard. The girlfriend, luckily my TV package doesn't have it, or else it'd be on TV all the time.
All right, 855-839-1210. Love to get you in. What's the best thing on TV right now, would you say? And as I said, some of the categories, you know what's happening with them. Particularly, other than Corden, all these variety talk series are negative. There are attacks on Trump, conservatives, Mike Pence, people like that. The comedy series, I don't know too many of those. I've heard good things about Mrs. Maisel from Neil Zorn. That's what I'm going to try to check out. All right. What does it say about network TV, though? I mean, is there any embarrassment ever for network TV that all these, it's all Netflix and HBO. They're the runaway in the nominations. There's a few FX here and there, but Game of Thrones, 32 nominations. Wildly. It's a captain of the overrated team.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.